And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll. This is Rob, and I have a special guest DJ here today, Davey Bones of Many, Many Things, and he will tell you all about it. And I'm immediately going to turn the mic over to him and let him tell you what you just heard and kind of give you an idea of what's coming up.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me, Rob. That last song was by the Razor Skyline, a song called Victoria off of an album that they put out in 2012 called Darkwater Oasis. They're a longtime Bay Area goth band working on a new album right now. And they have a show coming up at the Golden Bull in Oakland on June 30th, Saturday, June 30th, playing with the Liar Script, who are a San Francisco band, and the Ink Bats, which is my band that I play bass in. And all of the bands that I'm going to be playing today are local Bay Area bands, mostly kind of dark alternative music, goth, synth, new wave type of bands, dark wave. A lot of bands that I'm going to play have been around for a long time, and some of them are newer. I'm going to play a couple of bands who have lost some members due to the Ghost Ship Fire and other things. This next song is by Alaric from Oakland, who put out an album last year called End of Mirrors, and this song is called Mirror.
Call inside, oh, I'll call again.
was Roadside Memorial from San Francisco with a single that they put out last year called Burn 6 Feet. They just put out a new video for that that's real fun. They play locally pretty often. I think the next show that they have scheduled here in the Bay Area, though, is not until September 9th, Saturday, September 9th at the Metro in Oakland, opening for Theater of Hate and the Chameleons. They do have a show in L.A. At Bar Sinister with Illuminati Sex Party on April 29th, so that's coming up pretty soon. Real tight with Roadside Memorial. They're real close to the Hanging Garden, which is the club that I run. It started off over 3 years ago as a monthly dance party and has since expanded into a weekly radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 8 on BFF.fm. And I also team up with Cider Up Shows to bring live goth and death rock and new wave and synth bands to the East Bay, usually every other month, sometimes more often. And Cider Up Shows and the Hanging Garden also collaborate on a yearly summer music festival called Pandemonium, which has been going for a few years now. We had Clan of Zymox as the headliner last year, and this year, like I just mentioned, we've got Theater of Hate and the Chameleons as the headliners, along with Soft Kill, Roadside Memorial, who we just heard, and a band called Oatsy, who we're going to hear in a little while. Enough about me. This is another local band called Essus. That was Alter De Fe with a song called Death to My Enemies off of their album Echoes in the Corridor that they put out last year, which is kind of a compilation of older stuff and some newer stuff. They're actually an old San Francisco band from the mid-80s, and that's one of their oldest songs. They got back together in 2011 with two of the original members and two additional members who have also been in the rock scene for a long time, and they are incredible. They put on a really amazing show, and they play pretty often, so it's definitely worth it to go out and see them. They're working on a new album right now. They are playing on May 4th with Horror Vacui at the Parkside in San Francisco. And then I'll talk a little bit about the band that we heard before that. They're called Essus. And that song that we heard was called Burning off of a new album that they just put out called No Light in This Fire. They don't play super often, but it's worth it to go see them because they put on a really intense performance. Their singer, Kelly, is like, I don't know, a female Ian Curtis with a 100% better voice. I love Ian Curtis. It's not a diss on him, but she is a really incredible performer. And all the members of Essus are really great. So now I'm going to play a couple of songs by bands who have lost members for various reasons. The first band is Introflirt. Both of their members, Ben and Donalda, passed away in the Ghost Ship fire in December in Oakland. They put out one really great record called Temporary Heaven. It came out last year, and this is a song off of that called Precious Thread.
It's the only
that was in letter form. Another local band. Like I said, I'm playing all local bands, so I guess I can stop saying that. That song was called Highline. It was off of their second album called Fracture, Repair, Repeat from 2016. Their first album is, and that's an incredible, incredible record. Their first album from a year or so before that was really good too. Explorations of Unknown Destinations. Unfortunately, in letter form, singer Eric Miranda passed away in September, just a week after playing at the Pandemonium Festival that I organize every summer. They opened for Clan of Xymox at that show. Man, it's just left a huge hole in our hearts and in the alternative music scene in the Bay Area. He was a real talent. So listen to In Letter Form, because they're really great. Their drummer had a little misfortune happen earlier this year in February. He got into a really terrible accident, which he is still undergoing surgeries for. He's still at San Francisco General. And he's going to spend the rest of the year recovering from. His insurance covers his medical expenses while he's in the hospital, but then afterwards, for the rest of the year, he's going to be out of work and learning to walk again and all this crazy stuff. So he needs help, and he's got a GoFundMe page. His name is Andres Lopez. You can search for him under GoFundMe.com. And I think the title of the GoFundMe page is Physical Rehabilitation for Andres Lopez. So donate if you can, please. This next song is by a band who has been kind of an up-and-coming band for the last couple of years. They're playing a lot recently. They're called Oatsy, and they're working on a new album, I believe. Should be out pretty soon, actually. They are playing on April 30th at Eli's for the Manic Relapse Fest with Zounds and, again, Horror Vacui. Horror Vacui is awesome, and they're going to be playing a lot while they're in town, touring from Italy. I saw them in Poland in October, actually, and they're really incredible. Anyway, that show is at Eli's on April 30th. It's an early show. It starts at 4, and Oatsy goes on around 7:30. Really great band, so go see them. This is Spies Like Us off of their EP from 2014 called S/T.
Right.
That was Bitter Fruit from the East Bay with a song called Daddy Lust off of an EP of the same name that they put out about a year and a half ago. They are playing on May 22nd with local bands Silence in the Snow and Otzi at El Rio. This next, it's not really a band, it's more an act, I guess. One lady calls herself Zana Nera. She put out a really great EP in 2014 called Primeval Memory. She's got a new album on the way. I saw her perform at a house party last night, and she performed all new material, and it's really incredible. But I love her old stuff, too. This is called Heretic's Oblation. We'll be right back. Bedroom Witch with a song called Wheel of Misfortune off of her latest album, My Mother Grows Plants with Her Eyes. Bedroom Witch just put in a really great performance last Saturday opening for Crash Course in Science. If you see that name around the Bedroom Witch, definitely go check her out.
Right on. And this is Rob again. And I, of course, want to thank Davey for coming in and playing a freaking incredible show of a lot of songs and bands that I'm not familiar with. I'm familiar with a couple of the tunes that he played, but I found myself throughout his set going, who's that? Who's that? So I've got to do a little library work and catch up on my local rock and roll, goth, dark wave, synth, and what have you. Anyways, I want to remind you, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You can check us out online at radio. maximumrockandroll.com. Email us requests or comments radio@maximumrockandroll.com. Check us out on Twitter at MRR Radio, also our Facebook page, and then of course check out our website. It's a really great source of information, and eventually we're going to have all of our old issues archived online for you to peruse, including all of our old reviews. If you want to send something in for airplay on the radio show or review in the magazine, send two copies of vinyl, one copy of CD-only releases and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll P.O. Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146. As always, we want to thank Kalu for editing our radio show. We couldn't do it without him. And if you want a clean version of the radio show, they are available online, thanks to our editor, John Carnes. So once again, this is Rob, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Thanks again to Davey. Check out his own radio show, Club Nights, here in the Bay Area, and his bands. They're all great. And I'm going to turn the show back over to him for the final song of this hour, and we'll catch you next time.
Well, speaking of thank yous, thank you for doing this show. I've been a big fan of Maximum Rock and Roll magazine for a long time, so it's kind of a my inner 17-year-old is super proud of myself right now, so thanks for asking me to come on the show. We've got such a wealth of talent here in the Bay Area that it's great to have the opportunity to play some of these bands for everybody. So, and thank all of you for listening. This last band is called Vor Aurora. They're kind of a new band. This song is called Envenom, a single that they put out maybe 6 months ago or something. They are going to play a show at the Golden Bowl in Oakland on Saturday, May 20th, it's just an incredible lineup, Inhalt, Contravoid, and Bone. Thanks again for listening, everybody.